Welcome back, Clubhouse episode 3. We've got a special show for you tonight. We talk about Xavier Coates' miracle winning try. We also talk about Paps' new hobbies, kayaking and PlayStation down in Black Rock. And we also got an awesome Clubhouse Leader of the Week for you. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription, and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now. Alrighty, let's get into the show. Welcome back, episode 3 of the Clubhouse. Man, before we even jump into anything, it seems like you've taken the icebreaker from last week quite literal. Under that hat, do you want to reveal to everyone what's going on there?
Rapinoe.
I went to the barber and asked for the Dusty Martins.
And they gave me the John Cena.
Attention. Colonel, they call me Colonel now, boys. Colonel Munster.
Ask for the buzz cut.
I should have got it faded up at the sides, but I thought he would have done it, but he didn't. He just buzzed me all over. So
I like the rugged man.
Yeah, no, it's good.
The rugged man looks
until good. I get back into playing TV footy. That's what it's going to be looking like for the moment.
True. What's been happening, Hughesy?
Nah, not much, mate. Obviously, come off a good win on the weekend. Boys had a couple of days off and. I had a day off today. Actually went and hit the ball around, didn't play very well, to be honest.
Woodlands, was it?
Woodlands, yep. Shout out to Timmy Wise for getting us on there. And Timmy. I hit a massive 22 points off 18 handicaps. So.
Tough track, Woodlands.
It is
good
a tough
condition
track.
At the moment, too.
Oh, it's here. Lovely. Carpet. Yeah. It's like carpet.
What let you down?
Everything. It's Woodlands is pretty thin.
It's a bit of a tease course,
yeah.
I reckon.
It's really thin and there's a cyclone outside at the moment. So if you live in Melbourne, you should know there's a cyclone out there at the moment and I was just going every way into the bush. So
it doesn't work with the big fade, does it?
Nah. You can either hit the ball straight or you're no good. So disappointing.
Who did you play with?
Christian Welch, our good mate Christian Welch and Aaron Wilkins. So a bit of a pro and then semi-pro with Welchie, so... He hit 29 points, so I'm going to give him his – it's still pretty shit, but he done better than me, so I can't really – I've been giving him shit a lot about his golf, but I can't today. I've just got to take it on the chin that I'm cucked
up
today.
It is true. It's gale force winds out there at the moment, so we'll let you get away with 22 points. Thank but Welchie's 29, I don't know. Did he pull his driver out today?
Not once. He actually started with the 2-iron and just didn't go away from it.
He actually did
it once, now that I think about it. Take his driver out once. He stayed solid with it.
You can't play golf if it's a par 4 or par 5. You can't. You got to use a driver. You can't use an iron. I just don't get it.
Like, we're not on the tour.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Have some fun, eh? He doesn't find any fun in it. He's all just strictly business. So.
Boring. And did Boston play today? Is that why you got the jersey on? Did they have a win?
Yeah, they had a win.
Did they?
I always follow them, you know me. So ever since Tatum come down to Melbourne, I've been a massive fan. So since my Wizzies are going no good, I've had to jump onto the Boston.
Tatum didn't play today, but Derek White put up a lot of the numbers.
First triple double, I think.
Yeah, who'd they play?
They played
Derek White triple double.
He did, He had 20 points or something.
Pistons. Blew him out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was pretty good today. Porzingis played. Actually, you know who's been putting up some good numbers? What's his name? Jaylen Brown.
He's been going good. He did get paid too, so he should be.
He's been putting up some big numbers lately.
He's in his bag at the moment.
Paps, kayaking.
Talk to me.
Got a new house career. down those ways.
Yeah.
Black Rock, I'm pretty sure
Black
it is.
Black Rock.
Won't say exactly the address.
Yeah, don't say the street.
People out there, but so now you've become I'm a kayaker now.
Yeah, my kayaking career started. So
okay.
Went and bought one from Anaconda. Nice little hybrid one, so you can like fish off it or you can just like go out there and paddle, but it's so fun. Like, I don't think I realized
how fun it
I
is.
Sort of bought it and I was like, I'll use it, but I think after using it the first time, I was like,
where did the inspiration come from?
Just seeing so many people do it
out there,
I had a bit of FOMO. I was like, the beach gets real busy, so I was like, if I can just get a kayak.
You just bowl people out the way.
Yeah. Kids. Cruise out there. But it was so good. Like, we went out to the shipwreck in Black Rock. I bought a stand-up paddle board as well. So
you go pretty deep. So you go pretty far out?
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know how you do it, man. I'd shit myself being out the water.
It's a kayak, see, though.
Mate, sharks can knock that off easy.
Yeah, but there's no sharks
there. There's no sharks
there.
In Melbourne. That's a great thing.
There is sharks, mate. Yeah, there's like sharks everywhere.
Whalers. There's not great whites or bull sharks. Like, in Sydney, I'm not buying a kayak. In Queensland, I'm not buying a kayak. But in Melbourne,
yeah,
you're in the bay, you're safe.
Yeah.
The water was see-through. I went and bought a snorkeling kit today. I'm going all out.
You're kind of water.
I'm a Bayside boy now. So
Jesus.
Kayaking career and also my FIFA Pro Clubs career.
You're back on the FIFA, aren't you?
Socials, I don't know. I didn't get the reaction I thought I would, but like I'm actually shit at it. So like for me to score that goal, I think you can hear the boys' reaction. It's like this, like utter disbelief. But I'd updated my long shot, so
yeah,
it's all part of it. And I got a new obsession as well, being down that way.
What is it?
Acai bowls.
Yeah, see, you're
so good.
I've changed. You've gone from like iced lattes, decaf, and now you're going into acai bowls.
Acai bowls. And I thought, like, I only found out today they're not that healthy. So
you're going to jump back off.
I've got to jump back off them, but. Yeah, it's something that I've been.
You're looking thick, mate. You're looking good.
Yeah, looking thick.
I wouldn't be changing what you're doing at the moment. It's been going well.
Yeah, well, I looked in it. I was like, yeah, there's plenty of fiber in acai bowls, and then it goes down the bottom. It's like high in sugar. I was like,
That's not so bad.
But no, Bayside boy now, so yeah.
And the Man U team.
So golf is gone now. No more golf. This FIFA. No, we'll go. Canoeing.
There's so many golf courses. Hughes didn't pay his toll today. He's down my way. That's 10 minutes from my house.
Woodlands. Yeah, I drove past that.
But no, I didn't play today because I don't know. Just felt like 1 o'clock start. Some of the boys are playing at national.
Yeah,
I just thought it's a bit too late. You know, we had the podcast. Got priorities, boys. Mm-hmm.
So you're not. The win will be. You obviously remember at Q, but now you're not there anymore. Hughesy lives in Q. Yeah. Any chance of a discount and giving it so I can play with someone?
Nah, yeah, but it doesn't work like that.
I can't take anyone for 6 months.
It doesn't work like that, though.
I can't take anyone for 6 months. You don't live there anymore. So now I've got to wait 6 months.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's different at Q, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll still make the journey up. They're good subs at Q.
Mm.
Yeah. 18-month waiting list. I'm not giving that away.
Nah, yeah, you've waited long enough. You might as well keep it.
But no, I'm keeping my golf on. I got my Man United top on. Obviously beat Liverpool the other day. Yeah. FA Cup.
Big game.
Didn't watch the game. I was at 2:30, but
I look at the highlights. Yeah.
But you had your jersey on that morning.
Had my jersey on that morning because Liam.
Must have checked the scores and then went to Rebel quickly and bought one.
Yeah, I'm with
you. No, I went to, I actually woke up to a message from Liam, like our physio.
Yeah. And he's a Liverpool fan, eh?
Like staunch. And he was like, he's like, you fucker or something like that. And straight away I knew like we'd won. There's been a bit going on. So
crazy though, because Liverpool up 3-2 in overtime and then they lost 4-3.
Yeah, scored two goals.
They scored two goals
late. In the last 33 seconds or something.
Yeah.
And the guy who took his shirt off, who celebrated, got a red card because it was his.
Yeah, it didn't matter. You won anyway.
No, there's been a bit happening, so that's been good. Mm. Oh, that was a pretty big opener, actually. We probably should jump into the ice. Actual icebreaker.
Yeah, let's go. Ice.
All right, here we go. This week's icebreaker. Would you rather get free plane tickets or free accommodation for the rest of your life?
I'm going to go accommodation.
Why?
Because I feel like you can still get pretty cheap flights around. Like you can go Bonzo, you can go Jetstar, you can still get pretty cheap flights. And I feel like accommodation ain't getting cheap around the world.
Mm.
And I feel like if I can go anywhere around the world and get free accommodation wherever I want, I'm happy to pay a little bit of money for flights.
Okay.
And then you can sometimes go economy, go to the airport on the day and try and get an upgrade for 50, 200 bucks.
It's probably the veteran.
First class.
Yeah, first class. No, I just think that's my mindset. Everyone's different, but I'm going to go accommodation.
I'm going the other way. Ooh. I'm going plane tickets.
Righto.
Because plane tickets, it can be expensive. You're going on the other side of the world. You can have as many plane tickets as you want too, so you can just travel all the time.
Can book it last minute.
Yeah. I reckon it's more convenient. And to be fair, I could sleep in any accom. Like I could buy a cheaper accom, like maybe not backpackers, but I could go somewhere where it's just like a one bedroom. You know what I mean? I don't need a nice accommodation. It'll be a cheap accommodation if I have to.
Yeah. With the plane tickets, though, probably, you freaking flyers, you still can get plane.
Yeah, but like a core memberships, you know, like you can use the membership from a hotel stays.
You could do like or whatever flights you got, frequent flyers. You can book accommodation with those, can't you sometimes?
Yeah, but I think you can do, I don't know if you can do the opposite, like book with your hotel points.
And then I don't think you can.
I was leaning towards hotels, but I reckon you've.
Hang on.
You've converted me over. I like the last minute thing. I like to stay in nice places, but I'm also like,
I don't know. Like you can just use
canoes in the little. They won't have canoes or overlooking the water and stuff. So you'd
yeah,
be,
no,
be,
I'll and they won't have the side bowls either. No, I don't know. I'll probably just. I don't know. I could sleep anywhere. So
yeah,
I'm going to go plane. Yeah, well done, Hughes. You good? You could probably sell that. I reckon.
Mm.
Plane tickets. It is. Mm. And we've got a new segment this week as well. It is the listener's question of the week.
Mm.
This will get very interesting. Plenty of comments, I'm sure, after this podcast and the questions. But the first one, nice, simple one, will be, well, it's from Corbin Moroney. So thank you for the question. It is, what is your favourite ground to play at outside of Amy and why?
I'm going to have to say Suncorp.
Mm.
Like Suncorp's, I don't know why, every time we go play Suncorp, it's just like, I feel like the atmosphere's always pretty good and they always have a massive crowd and it just feels like they're all just on top of you. So I'm going to have to say Suncorp and like probably be different for Origin, but Origin looks like a whole new level if you play Origin at Suncorp. Like, I don't know what yours would be, but.
I reckon I know what mine's is. So. Oh, you know what?
But yeah, my Suncorp.
You guys have both played at like Wembley and stuff. Have you played? You played at Wembley?
Old Trafford, yeah.
Old Trafford?
I played at Old Trafford, yeah. Well, mate, it was busy. I reckon, no disrespect to Samoa, but I reckon if we played against England, it would have been huge because being a home crowd from England.
Yeah, okay.
But it was still a great atmosphere playing at Old Trafford. Seen a lot of greats of soccer play there, so it'd be up there. But actually, you know what? I'm gonna say Old Trafford now after hearing that. Yeah, I forgot about playing.
You would have played some like crazy
overseas
games. Yeah. Did you play in the States one year?
Nah. I didn't play that game. Nah.
Yeah.
So we played a few games over there.
It was pretty crazy playing.
Old Trafford would have. They looked pretty good.
Tight in goals and stuff.
Yeah, like very tight in goals. Mate, there was a lot of atmosphere. Surprisingly, a lot of Pommies were going for Salmol, which is, I can't understand them. It was good. It was, I'm pretty, actually I forgot about that, Hughesy. Thanks for reminding me.
They like the stadium's echo over there, eh?
Yeah.
More. I don't know why. Like, must be something in their stadium, but it just crazy. Echoes more.
It dips. You know how the soccer fields dip down the bottom?
Like at the ends of the field?
Yeah. And they, like, people would slide down them and that?
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy some of the time. Some of the boys were going for tries and stuff. Like, it looked like a pretty injury-prone kind of stadium, but and I was lucky enough to play there, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I'm probably same as you. Yeah, I'm Suncorp too. I think it's just there's something about it. I think, I don't know, just how close everyone is to you. It's always a massive crowd, and the energy there's pretty high. So it's obviously one of rugby league's heartland. So
I'd go Suncorp too.
Yeah. So good question, Corbin. And if you do want to enter a question for next week, simply head to Spotify and write your question out. Whatever you want to get asked in the podcast, Tommy will go through and pick one out for us. But we'll give you a shout out and it'll be good answering those questions. So head to Spotify, type in your question and we'll get that done. So Corbin, well done. First question of the week.
Great question.
All right, lads, now we get to the exciting part. Could have easily not been as in a happy mood this week, but massive game on Saturday night and huge result. So yeah, Hughesy, I don't know where to start, but... What a game, man.
Yeah, it was such a game of two halves, I guess. Like we were going really well in that first half and, felt like we had the game in control. And then in that second half, the Warriors just played some outstanding footy and just pinned us in our corner. And, we were just struggling to get out of our own half and then they were just rolling. So put a couple of tries on us and then got up late and I think, under 3 minutes to go and we had to score two tries and fortunately we, got one through you and then, X just done some crazy stuff. It's actually quite freakish what he done, to be honest. Even that in like a normal game or like just scoring in the middle of the game, but to be the try that won the game and to do that is sort of crazy. But to be fair, like we see him practicing that every day at training and it's sort of like you sort of it's still crazy because he actually done it in a game but you see him do that practicing it every week so it's sort of like he's going to pull it out eventually but to be able to do it in a game at a high pressure stage of the game crazy big ups to him crazy scenes
it's hard to sum it up in words you're like I remember getting asked after the game it's like Yeah, I don't know. Like he practices it. Like it's amazing, but I can't quite comprehend how he actually did it. So
yeah, well, I'm not stunned or shocked by him doing that. Yeah. Like you seemed like you spoke about doing it training, but he's just got that like that leap or that
X factor
of being able to bounce. And he got that leap. So yeah. I'd be more blown away if it was someone like a Remus or like or Husey with his bad back, you know, like someone like that, like someone that's out of the ordinary that shouldn't be doing that, you know?
Yeah.
But with X, you just see how bouncy he is and how elastic he is in his muscles. And it's just crazy how he does it at training. But then, yeah, like Husey spoke about, to do it in that little pressure moment. Oh, bellyache in the box was grabbing everyone going, you fucking beauty.
Yeah, well, he actually could celebrate this one this week because game was done. But I was going to touch on that, man. Like, obviously, we hopefully out of that box soon, but you've had two pretty intense games up there to start off the season. So how was that?
How was he when X scored? Like, obviously, that second half, he would have been blowing steam the whole second half because we were going so terrible. But how was he when X scored? Did he believe? I feel like he's a glass half empty kind of guy, so he would have thought of no try.
Knock on,
he would have dropped that or fucking, he's out. Fuck, no one celebrate. What was he like up there?
Oh, mate, it was actually hilarious because when obviously X scored and he's like, is it a try? And he's pacing up the back and I said, mate, I think it might be simultaneous with his hand. He goes, what the fuck does that mean? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, what does that mean, Munster? I said, mate, it means that it could be 50-50. It could be him with his hand on the ground and the ball hitting the line at the same time. Oh, fucking don't tell me that.
Because he gets like Azar and Noli to go back before they show crossover. So you would have known before it actually come. Like who was the one in the box who actually confirmed that it was a try?
It would have been Noli.
Noli.
Then Aaron went and told Belly, like obviously he said, oh, it's a try.
He still wouldn't have believed it until the ref blown it though, I reckon.
Yeah.
So.
But before that, we'll leave it at that.
Jonesy was up in the box as well, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Jonesy goes to me at halftime. First and last fucking time I come in here.
Jonesy's he was a physio. How long has he been there? 10 years?
Nine years and 4 months.
9 years and 4 months. So he was our head physio for a long time and he's obviously got a job at Chelsea Football Club in the EPL. So
congratulations, Jonesy.
It was his last game and I think his number one wish was to go sit up in the box for a game. Yeah. So.
And talk to him after the game, he said he wished he never went up there now. He always wanted to go up there and then once he done, he goes, fuck, I would never do that again. Not worth it.
You boys have done really well to win for obviously not only Bellyache but Jonesy as well. Mm. Otherwise, I think Bellyache would have needed the new pacemaker. So
yeah, pretty special game. Obviously, the McMoore Trophy as well.
Yeah,
that we won. It was good to win for him. We had actually there's a few things to win for on the weekend. Means 50 games for the Storm. Obviously, Jonesy been a big part of our club the last 6-7 years, and then the McMoore Trophy. So. We play for that every time we play the Warriors. So it was good to get that back. Good to have his family there too, G, Trace, and all the fams, and to see how happy they were. They didn't see the last try. They started walking down under, and then apparently they were starting to walk up the tunnel, and they just heard everyone screaming and cheering, and they like ran up and seen it was a try.
I wonder if anyone left early.
Of course, if
anyone knows anyone who left early, please let us know because it's one of those moments where like you should probably do it when you walk out of the Dogs game early, but like I'll stay for the North Melbourne game through.
Mate. We went down to the shed after the game.
Did you?
Yeah. We went down, rain, hail, or shine, mate. We go down there and see how the boys pick them up.
Unlucky boys, next week.
Just on that too, I can confirm Bellyache reckons he was ready to grab his car keys at halftime and go home and use up 8 points.
No.
Yeah, he was ready to grab his car keys. But on another note, Pappy, 2 tries on the weekend, mate. Talk me through it. Try to get away with it, mate.
Actually,
funny enough, I spoke to a guy that played back row for the Warriors on the weekend, and he felt like he couldn't do anything else to stop that try. He reckons it was so hard to defend, and I won't obviously say the name of the play, but I'm sure.
Too fast.
Yeah. He's saying you're just too quick,
flipping,
mate.
In those little holes there.
He reckons you gave him a little bit of lip after as well. But
a little bit of lip? Nah, none of that.
He reckons he couldn't catch me if he can. So
just got lucky, man, like you say. Put yourself in the picture and you can score a few tries. But no, you practice plenty of plays and I was just happy to get those on. But like, you know, you try a few plenty of times and you get belted. So it was lucky to actually get through. And yeah, I guess credit to Joey and Ellie because they sort of threw that pass and it's not an easy pass to throw. So yeah, a couple tries. It was nice. Off the nudie run officially.
Yeah.
I was going to claim my trial try, but it's good I can claim that officially now.
You don't need to anymore.
I'll claim the try, but no, Husey as well. I thought you played outstanding. That first half, yeah, I don't reckon I've seen a better first half from you in your career, really. So
spiders on him.
Getting the offloads that would have gone to the deck.
Hey,
Skip, how was that?
Gave me a couple of offloads. I didn't think it was coming from you, to be honest, but usually you expect them from Welchie and that. But no, it was good to get a couple. I just sort of went into the game sort of wanting to run a bit more and, you know, obviously started like that. And then the second half didn't really get much opportunity. So that put a halt to it. But, yeah, no, it was pretty good. Obviously disappointed, got suspended. For one game. Took the early guilty plea for, I'm getting caught a grub everywhere from my own teammates as well.
Did you hear that?
I've seen a comment from Cheese saying they should throw the book at me. And then he messaged me saying, why aren't you fighting at your cat? So, took it. It's, you know, obviously it was an accident. I didn't mean to push him, but, you know, I did accidentally push Chris Butler in the back and you can't really do that these days, can't touch a ref. So
So what was the process behind that? Because I think everyone thought, you know, like Rocco Berry's probably going to score the try there and if you don't put yourself in that picture, like what was it? Was there any talk of a defence or was it just straight?
Oh, I think it was just maybe more of the force that I went, but I felt like I had to run towards him. Chris was like sort of backing off towards me too, so we sort of collided and it made it ugly because he fell over, but you just can't do it these days. And I probably should have done what, because I think something happened in the Sharks game where I think it was Trindle, he got behind the ref and he sort of like, he didn't push him, but he was sort of like moving into him and he couldn't make a tackle on Kickow and then Kickow scored, but they took it off him.
Oh,
so I should have just done that and let Rocco score and then we probably would have got the ball back. So I didn't, it's hard when you're in that game mentality and you're defending your line and we just made an error. So it was sort of like, and Rocco was coming pretty quick. So,
It
was a tough one, but like I said, you got to protect the refs these days. And, you know, if I went and fought it, I don't know if I would have won. So,
How does that work though? Like, does obviously Frank or someone come up to go, it's not worth it this week fighting or is it, you know?
Like, we have a look at it. You know, Frank talked to a few different people in the club. Bowser was in there. I think we talked to a lawyer. Frank talked to a few different people and got their opinions. And just probably thought it wasn't the right thing. And, you know, obviously a lot in the media come out, everyone saying it was pretty stupid to be suspended. But, I know where the judiciary and the NRL coming from. Got to protect the refs. So I'll take the one game. I would hate to fight it and then miss two games. So I've already done that last year and I got done. So
why next week anyway?
So. It would have been 3 weeks.
It would have been three. So you can't take it a Q Cup. Like if they've named you in Q Cup that week.
Q Cup's got the bye as well. Oh. Everyone's got the bye that Easter. I don't think so. I don't know if you can just. I don't think you can.
It's only international games and Origins where you can take it, right?
Where you could actually properly play, I'm pretty sure.
Black and white now, you can't touch a referee. I'll be watching it nice and clear.
Apologies, Chris, on behalf of the clubhouse.
Sorry, Chris.
Our grub mate.
Apologies,
Husey.
Mate.
It's just not good enough.
You did it on purpose.
All right, lads, time to move on to our sponsored segment brought to you by Rick's Eyewear. It's the eye-catching moment of the week. But before we start, we've got a big briefcase of Rick's sunglasses in here.
Oh, the holy
grails. You can all see.
Are they like the Rolexes of Rick's?
Yeah, it's the same case. Rolex, apparently this Rick's case is worth thousands.
Rollies.
So.
Any Rollies out there?
I'm going to pass it around. You're going to pick your sunnies for our eye-catching moment of the week. So,
you
can have the honours.
Yeah, the honours, doozy.
Seen OBJ wearing some, but I know that's what Mun wants to wear, so I want to get these, I think. I think these are the Storm ones, and you have to go Storm. I'm hoping they're the Storm ones.
I think they're the Knights ones.
Change and call them the Melbourne Storm.
The Stormers.
These are nice, though.
Well, actually, I might change my mind. I'll go the OBJs. I think these are the OBJs.
Oh, yeah.
Are these the OBJs?
Orbits?
Are they the Orbits?
OBJ Orbits?
Oh yeah.
You know, they're pretty silks.
You've got to take your hat off.
Can he pick it, baby?
Can he pick it?
All right,
what do we got here? this week. We've got red on.
There's actually so much fire in there. It's actually hard to pick, to be honest.
There might not be many left after tonight. I might steal them.
Empty box.
I'm going to go to these ones. Hey, I don't know what they are. But, yeah, these ones are mine today.
Oh.
Yeah. They still
take the hat off. Are you going to get a haircut? Are you going to?
I can't get a haircut. I've been going all right.
Yeah, you got to grow.
I'm going to
keep it going, bro.
Maybe I might like braid it or something.
Put the lemon juice back to it, bro.
I got a colour the other week, by Zaskia.
Did you?
I already dropped. Maybe it's just the beach water getting in the hair. It's starting to make it a bit yellow.
Mm.
All right, I'll catch you moment of the week. No surprises this week, lads. Our man, Xavier Coates. Yeah. Unbelievable. Watched this clip about 1,000 times. Yeah. So eye catching moment, not only here on the clubhouse, but worldwide, I think. Yeah. I think it's sort 100%. Of SportsCenter top 10 worthy or what?
Is it the best rugby league try you've ever seen?
I'd say yes. In the context of a game.
Match winning try, easily the best. Like, I don't think there's been another one that's been that crazy. But it's got to be up there, best try ever. Like, that's. How long was he in the air for? Seriously.
Can we time it? Let's get a timer. Yeah. We're going to clip up here.
Yeah, we'll clip
Let's
it.
All
clip
have a guess. I'm going to say. I want to say like 4 seconds.
Like, legs in the air for. He jumped really early, bro.
Well, when you put a bomber. So
when you run I've run 5 meters in about 10 seconds.
Crawling.
No, at the moment I'm running 10 seconds. Yeah, I'm going to say 5.5.
Nah.
Think about it, when you put a bomb up, it's like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's a long time.
Yeah.
And you're saying 4.
I'm thinking 2.
I'm gonna
but 2 seconds is a long time. I'm going to say 2.5 seconds, and that's a long time.
3 on the dot for me.
Doesn't sound like a long time, but being in the air for that long.
Let's go. Timer.
We're
pretending Remus is just passing the ball.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. That's my calculator. All right. Ready? Tell me when he's passed it.
Remus has just passed it to him now. He's running. He's got it. He's jumped now.
2.9.
Nah, it was longer than that, I reckon.
We'll check it. We'll get it done. We'll clip it up.
Check it. But
we'll get a timer next to it.
Congrats, Zave. Eye-catchy moment of the week goes to you, mate. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rick's will see
that. I've actually seen a similar, not in the air great try, but I've seen a finish like that from a Storm team against the Dragons in 2014.
Yeah, on the siren.
On the siren. Youngie scored with Hoffie.
Same corner.
Other corner. But it was Hoffie's grenade pass that took, actually took as long as X in the air.
I think it was forward.
So X took that long to get in there and put the ball down. That's how long that Hoffie took to pass the ball to Youngie, and it was in the air, and then he caught it and then put it down.
Crazy game. Crazy
Shout out X.
Nice. Well done, X. Outstanding, mate. And for all our listeners, there is also a discount code, 20% off. All you have to do is type in Clubhouse. So make sure you get in there, get them quick. And yeah, grab the ones that we've got on because they're pretty slick.
Get the Orbits, baby. Me, OBJ.
And big, exciting game this week as well before our bye in Newcastle. Obviously, miss you both this week. It's last man standing. So,
yeah.
It's going to have to head up to Newcastle on
You
Sunday.
Actually are the last man standing.
Last man standing. Who would have thought that I would be playing?
The tables have turned. How the tables have turned.
I'm on for Sunday. So, Newcastle Knights up in Newcastle.
Mm.
Massive crowd again. Should sell be, out.
Yeah or Sunday close Arvo. To or something. Yep. Sunday Arvo. They love their footy up there.
They're 0-2, but
yeah.
They're – pretty good footy side. And yeah. I think there's a lot of good teams that are 0-2 at the moment. Yeah, so it's like.
They're not going to stay on to like 0 for long.
No. Nah.
And I feel like they always play very well against us. I'm not too sure why, but I feel
probably
like.
Because of the MO with Walshy, probably.
Yeah, probably from last year. But, Ez is a good coach and he'll get them fired up for this game. So
yeah. Well, their coach knows our system inside and out.
Yeah,
one of those ones where. You got to rock up.
Yeah.
Got to rock up every week, but
yeah.
Same time, Newcastle away, it adds another dimension.
Yeah.
So.
Then they got us a beauty last year, so.
They did. Yeah. Got into an early lead.
Yeah.
Going to miss you, lads. Hopefully, you're back after the bye.
You got Pez and Wishy in the halves with you. Like, two exciting prospects. Mm. Pez is going back home. He's around that area.
He'll be loving it. He'll be fired up.
He'll be frothing.
He's doing a desert bowl game, isn't he?
Yeah, will be. He's pretty much called it.
I think he's. I haven't seen he's got 100 tickets. He's. Asked for already?
Well, yeah, I reckon he confirmed the sellout. So.
Yeah. He got the rest. I'll just get the rest. I'll take the rest, whatever's left.
I think he's got a ticket to Dave Parade the next day.
Day Parade.
I think they got him. I think he's sorted something out there the next day.
Keys to the city.
Yeah. I think he's got the keys.
Pretty important game.
Johns.
Yeah.
It'll be good for us to get that win before, we go on our bye. So,
yeah.
Should be good. Can't wait to watch from home.
Yeah, you ain't
watch
come
from
up,
jail?
Eh?
Nah.
I might come up. Yeah, get on. Some sleep.
Get in the. Hey, you need to be in that box, bro.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'm three from three, Fiji.
Three from three in the box.
I know, you need me. I'm going to have to do the
tackles.
Probably
not good for your mental health being up there with Craig, but it's good for the team. So yeah, morale,
I need to get the boys
it.
Up. They'll be down and out near the water. Actually, you can take a canoe with you where we stay. There's a beach there.
You know what? I might do it. I'll
take it for you.
Oversized?
If you take it, it'll look bad. But if I can take it,
yeah. It'll look worse.
It'll look worse.
Fuck, he must have come in on a free holiday for you.
I might hire it, you know. No, I'm actually flying back on the Sunday with the team, 10 a.m., so I can get back and kayak.
Really?
Yeah. Back here in Melbourne.
So you're just a full bit safer kayaker. Usually you'd go to Sydney.
I'm a kayaker. I'm a gamer now. I don't know. I've lost the plot.
You're just locked in.
What if someone comes over and puts a hole in your kayak?
Oh, he's diff riding. Well, you know where it's come from.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I stupidly brought it on the car the other day into training. I was like, something's going to happen, but I guess no one probably knew it was mine.
Mate,
no.
You just got to show
you can't see the kayak flies anyway.
He drove all the way from Black Rock with his tray down.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You did.
He's not used
to having
it.
I drove behind him skiing into Amy Park, and it's literally just laying flat like that. And he goes, oh, I didn't realise it was open.
It couldn't have been open the whole way because nothing fell out.
Was there anything in the back there?
Yeah, there was like beach chairs and like footies, tennis ball.
Someone stitched you up.
I was trying to figure out who it was, and I looked over and I could see a big mullet hanging in the back.
I put the ute back in so I could get roof racks on my new car.
Yeah.
So I'll get the Amarok back in a month and I'll have roof racks and I'll be a ute guy again. But for now,
ute guy.
Yeah.
Tradey guy.
Just chilling. All right, another segment of ours. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Big, big one this week. Is off the back of our game. Well, start of our game, really. Good Friday appeal this week. And Clubhouse Leader of the Week this week goes to?
Yeah, Emily.
Emily.
We do a lot with the Good Friday appeal and a few of the kids come out to training the other day and Emily's the face of the Good Friday appeal and 10-year-old Emily come out to training actually.
40-degree day.
It was really hot, but just to see her, happy, smiling, watched the whole session. All the boys got around her after the game and we had to do a photo shoot with her and I feel like the photographer was being a bit trying to get her to do too much and Emily was just sort of like, not really that keen, but she still went through with it and got some good photos. And yeah, she was just a soldier out there. She's obviously got a rare type of brain tumor. Obviously, not what you want when you're a young kid, but just to see her smiling out there and having a good time, it's inspiring to the boys. I think that's why we love doing, connecting with the Good Friday appeal and getting the kids around training. And then just to have her and her family. And a few kids rock up to our game. And I know all the boys after our warm-up, when we were walking inside after our warm-up, we went and said hello. And just to see her smiling, I think it just gave us a little inspiration to go into that game. So, a lot of those kids are, doing it pretty tough. But just to see them smile and, they've probably got a really tough life. But it just puts into perspective how good we got it. And, it's obviously tough for a young kid to have that sort of, have a brain tumor, and just to see them smiling all the time, it's awesome to see. It's really inspiring for us. So
yeah, I met her brother and sister actually, Hannah and Lucas after you boys were warming up, and they told me the crazy sport they play, underwater hockey. So
underwater hockey,
yeah, I don't know how the hell they play that. I have to have good lungs for it. I've been doing hypoxia and can barely hold my breath for ten seconds, let alone playing underwater hockey. So kudos to the kids for playing that. I can't really understand how they would be able to play it, but it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, very good. So Emily, Clubhouse Leader of the Week, you're an absolute champion. We do appreciate it, and like I said, inspired plenty of the boys out there. Me included, and on top of everything we sort of had going throughout the week, forefront of our minds. So good on you, Emily.
Thanks, Tim.
Hope you're doing well, and we love the support, and we'll be supporters of you forever now as well. So good on you, Em. And Mun, obviously missed you as well this week, but can you give us a little update on how you're going, how you're tracking? I know it's frustrating. I sympathise with you. I know how tough it is, and especially for you who loves playing footy. I guess it. I can see it. I can see the frustration, and I know how hard it would be. But do you have any sort of gauge of where you're at the moment?
Thanks, Paps. I think it's frustrating, but I've come into perspective and had a bit of a think about I shouldn't be whinging or kicking cans or feeling sorry for myself. Like I've only had three or four weeks away from training, and I know I haven't been able to get out of a jog, but. I'm still obviously a chance to play this year, which is optimistic. So I think for me, obviously the time frame, I ran on Saturday, ran pretty well, but then on Monday didn't run well at all. So bit sore, but hopefully tomorrow I can get back on the horse and run like I did on Saturday and give myself a chance after the bye, which is the plan. Get a good, obviously, conditioning and load into my legs and my groins for the next week or so. Just on that, look, it's I haven't had the injuries like yourself or Welshy or blokes around the game to be out for the year. I've just got, obviously, ongoing loading hips and groins, mate. So if I can get through that, I'm sure I can help the boys out. But just at the end of the day, it's not that bad. There's a lot of worse things in life.
Yeah, it's all relative though. Like sometimes they're the more frustrating ones, you know. Like with the long term, you sort of know you've got this period ahead, and I think that's probably. I felt like your frustration when I come to the back end of my knee because like you think you're ready, and then one day you're good, and one day you're not, and it's one of those things where people ask you all the time how it is, and like that's why I feel uncomfortable asking you because I know how it feels, but. You'll be right. It's in the scheme of things. I know it's probably hard for you right now, but we know we'd rather have you back at 100%. And you're going to have weeks where you feel 100%, but it's also like you got a big year ahead for yourself too, and it's only early. So that's my words of advice to you, man.
Yeah, no,
you are missed, but at the same time, we'd rather have you back at 100%.
Yeah, and I think for me, this when people ask you how you going, like you like kind of want to give them the right like answer. You don't be like, oh, nah, man, I'm going for another 2 or 3 weeks. You know, but like, I'm like, yeah, nah, it's gone good and that. And then the next day they ask you again, and I was like, oh, nah. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going. I'll be right. Oh, were you right to play? Oh, nah, I'm probably a couple weeks away. This is like, yeah, it's just one of them things, man.
But it's never linear, eh? Like, you're good one day. And especially like, you got the boys back at home, you're running around. It's like, you got
that's
more
the frustrating
than,
part. I'm at home, it doesn't hurt. I run around home, but then I come to training and Can't even get out of a jog.
That's so, right. No, we'll have you back soon when you're ready. Eh? Yeah, all right. That's all good. All right. That wraps us up, guys. Thank you for tuning in this week. Like we said earlier, if you do want your comments read out on the podcast, if you want your questions answered, head to Spotify and comment that. We'll get Tommy to filter through them and send us one in. On top of that, guys, follow Oz American Aces. Really helps out. Those clicks, those follows, those listens, all goes a long way. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the comments. We can't wait to bring you some more content in the next few weeks. And thanks for joining me tonight, lads. And guess I'll see you in a couple of weeks when we hit the field again.
Good luck on the weekend. Perhaps I'll be watching on TV, brother. Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's, eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now.